know, your ass better call somebody.
Hey, Boogeyman. Boogeyman. Boogeyman's not here today. Just here with John and the commish, and we're here to talk some Bay Area sports. So, Warriors playing tonight?
Warriors playing on Saturday. It's a 3-day layoff, but I hear they're getting 3.5.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
I think it's a trap alert.
Hey, they covered the other day.
They covered because of some meaningless free throws.
Oh, I know. I lost on that game.
Yeah, but, you know, the game before that, it came down to meaningless non-foul because they could have fouled them. They were down, I think they were down like four, and there was like 3 seconds left, and they decided not to foul, and they ran the clock out. But that would have changed the result, though.
That's the problem with basketball, man. It really is some cheap-ass shit
is,
in the end.
It is, yeah.
They fucking know.
Yeah,
the calls
sure
weren't any better in that next game either.
No,
nobody said anything.
Not at
they
all.
They weren't any better.
Not at all. I thought Houston came out the gate really, really sloppy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they
turnovers.
Yeah, like Golden State came out fired up. They played really well on the defensive end and on the offensive end in the first like 10 minutes of the game. And Houston just looked like they didn't know what they were doing. They weren't prepared. I don't know. They just looked real sloppy.
Even though they looked terrible and the Warriors seemed to be dominating, they did only win by 6 points.
That's true.
That's true. Yeah, and I think Houston had 6 more 3-pointers than Golden State did, and they almost never win when they get outshot from the 3-point line.
But the Warriors had 14 more shots than the other team total.
But if you see the highlights, Warriors dominated again.
Yeah,
it
I mean,
was close.
It was close. I mean, I wouldn't say that it was domination, but they definitely led the whole way and controlled the whole way. I mean, it was sort of domination in that sense. Like, I didn't feel like Houston really had a chance. I mean, they were just down a few points, like maybe down the stretch, but
down six, you had a chance.
Yeah,
right. I mean, yeah, maybe I shouldn't say had a chance. I wouldn't say had a chance, but
it might have had a better chance if Harden could see.
Well, they said he actually started shooting better after he got his eyes messed up.
I don't know what Chris Paul was doing though. He had wide open looks and he was just passing.
Do those guys cry? Is it annoying to watch those
guys? They're the most annoying team in the NBA, man. The most annoying
both
team.
Both of them. Harden, yeah. And, you know.
Well, it's one thing if you cry at game seven, you lose. You're grinding game two,
right?
You know.
Yeah. I mean, and Harden does his little step back daddy and then jumps into the fucking play.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to bring that up.
Yeah, they're not looking for the shot. That's why
I mean, it's been a hot topic of debate amongst, amongst the NBA players and officials and everything. But, you know, to me, that's not a foul, in my opinion. You know what I mean?
The guy just jumps into him.
Yeah, I mean, it's different if, you know, you're actually, like, you know, you're doing a pull-up three and, you know, you're jumping forward in that sense. But the guy's doing a double step back, and then he jumps 2 feet forward. And then he expects anybody that touches him to be a foul.
Well, you're standing where I was going to land.
So, I mean, what do you expect the guy to do? Like, jump backwards to defend you? Like, you know what I mean? Is that the proper defense? Like,
right, and that's fine. Like, yeah, you get that called sometimes, right? He gets it called. But don't cry when you don't get it because it's bullshit.
Right, and then, you know, I heard this as well. It's like, you know, they were calling it the same way from the very jump, right? And so if they're calling it from the very jump, I mean, what are you really complaining about? I mean, if they're being consistent, that's really like, you know, all you can ask for from an officiating standpoint.
It was pretty bad. First game. I mean, those are clearly fouls.
I mean, yeah, I agree some of them were fouls, but at least they were consistent about it, right? You know what I mean?
So, if you're going to be terrible all the time.
True. Well, I think if I was a Houston fan or a Warrior fan, whatever, you know, I just think if they're being consistent about it, then I think you really can't complain because then they're, you know, you're getting away with it on the other end as well, on the defensive end. So, I mean, you know,
I mean,
it goes both ways.
If you're a basketball fan, you don't want to see it come to the refs like that at all.
Right.
At all. Not at this level.
So, Saturday, Houston's favored by 3 or 3.5?
3.5.
Is that a trap?
I think it's a trap.
For people to take Warriors?
Yeah.
I think so.
I mean, I've never seen the Warriors as an underdog.
It's rare, but it happens.
They already got you thinking.
I mean, look,
what they
want. It's game three, right? So Houston, it's a do or die. They got to win this game. You know, their backs are against the wall. Yeah, you know, they play a lot better at home. I think they're 10-0 in the last
6 points better. Than
yeah,
they're
10-0 the last 10 games at home. They pretty much dominated everybody at home, at least the Jazz this opening series. But I think it's going to be it's going to be Houston. Either they're going to blow them out or it's going to be probably a Warriors win.
Either the other team's going to win or...
Right. I know one team will win. You know, it won't be a tie.
I'll bet on that.
This ain't soccer. But so you guys think that the Warriors will wrap it up sooner or the Sharks are going to wrap it up sooner? Who's going to win their series first?
Oh, the Sharks.
I know the Sharks play tonight.
I know, it's tough to say. Can't really say much about hockey. Can't stand here and sit. Can't sit here and try to act like a hockey.
You're not
expert,
jumping
but
on the bandwagon a little bit now.
I mean, of course
this?
I'm rooting for him, but I mean
every
who fuck knows, dude.
On the bandwagon
right. You start fill up the wagon.
Yeah. Hey, we didn't lose in the first round. Yeah, you got some momentum.
Suddenly, everyone's a Sharks fan in the playoffs. Right?
Well, after that historical game.
Yeah.
I mean, that was for anybody who's not a hockey fan. Right, they are.
It's
now
funny
a little
because
bit.
Like all the people who aren't hockey fans, they all watch that game.
Yeah,
like you guys.
I watched the last period.
Hey, exactly. All
the people it's don't. Like when Tiger won. You know, we watched the last
right,
few holes.
Right. Nobody watched golf.
You know, the other golfers when Tiger won really, really choked up a little bit.
I disagree. I mean,
the Italian dude started hitting the water.
I mean, he won with the minus 16 or 18. I mean, did they really choke? I mean, come on. There was. No. I mean, if you think about it, there was like six guys in the running in like the last four holes.
No, that one dude choked.
He did. Yeah, that one guy, the Molinari or whatever he did. Yeah, he did choke. But I mean, the other guy was right with him. I think I forgot who the other guy was that missed the birdie on 18.
Tiger Woods didn't win. Somebody else lost it.
Right.
No, I wouldn't say that.
How about the guy, too, right before Tiger was in 18, all he had to do, he could have
He missed his bird. Yeah.
He
could have
made it and put some pressure on him.
Right,
and
right.
He didn't even aim for the hole.
No, it was way off. It looked rigged, didn't it?
I don't know. I just
Trump,
saw
Trump paid him a visit before that. He said, Tiger, you're coming to the White House.
You know, at the same time, too, you know, it's like the whole Tom Brady thing for the NFL. If Tiger Woods wins the Masters, well, then everybody gets paid a little bit more money.
They sure do.
You know, there's a bigger pie.
Nike, everybody involved.
I mean, that would make sense, except it's been 11 years since he's won. You know?
Major,
so, I mean,
it makes it even
he won
more.
Another one. Right.
Yeah, he won his first PGA tournament win in a few months ago.
That's
so it's still been a long time, you know?
It doesn't make sense. All of a sudden, he just wins. I called it from the beginning.
Well, if you guys are thinking conspiracies, what I'm saying is that I don't think there's a conspiracy when there's been this much time in between.
He was like plus 600.
If they wanted to fix it, they would have fixed it a long ass time ago. You know what I mean?
But
they wouldn't wait 11 years.
He has to be in the running. He's just been sucking. We can't help you win this if you suck, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, how are you going to help a guy win golf, though?
You
just to me,
do
it's
your best it's in the end.
Those guys aren't going to throw it
in the beginning.
Those guys aren't
going to
throw it, though.
They saw an opportunity, right?
Yeah.
All the Tigers out there.
I don't see
right?
it. I mean, you guys are taking away. This is a special victory, in my opinion. I was psyched to see it happen. I know you were psyched, John. I mean, come on. You know,
I was amazed.
But hey, one of the
we only like golf because of him. You know what I mean? We wouldn't even be into golf if it wasn't
just like everybody else in the world. So that's what I'm saying. If he starts winning, the golf gets this new wave. Well, everybody else gets more money.
I hear you, but
I
don't think there was any funny business in that Masters win.
I don't know, but I did hear some funny business about Arizona.
Yeah, of course.
What happened there, Martin?
Arizona University. I don't know. I think these are all allegations at this point, but it looks like they're caught up in some kind of scandal where they've been paying players basically to play for Arizona.
You don't say.
And the star player is DeAndre Ayton. I don't know if he's even good. I'm not a huge, you know, NBA rookie guy, but I haven't heard his name too much, so I can't imagine he's doing too well. But he was the number one pick in 2018.
So they're
and apparently,
people, and
allegedly,
not even good.
$10,000 a month.
Well, he was the number one pick, but allegedly he was really good in college.
So
yeah,
just a step above high school.
But yeah, apparently they're allegedly paying him $10,000 a month to play for Arizona.
It's going great.
That's the allegations.
So
how'd they find out?
There was a recorded phone call with one of the assistant coaches and the guy's agent. And so I guess that's how I think there was some other stuff that happened, but that was like the concrete evidence that kind of put him in his place.
Tyreek's old lady.
Yeah, just like Tyreek's old lady. There you go. Well, what about the other the Clippers owner, you know?
Now.
Look at that one. That guy lost his fucking NBA team because of a recorded conversation, right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
Wow.
Right? Technically, that's not legal, right? I mean, if you don't know you're being recorded.
And then you lost your team.
Yeah,
I
know.
Look, what he said was unacceptable. But man, everybody says some pretty bad things when in private.
Let him get away with it.
Yeah. I mean, if everyone's conversation
locker room talk. Yeah. That's how you get around that.
But this dude lost his fucking NBA team. There's only, what, 30 of them. And he's one of 30 in the world. And he lost it. He lost his right to
locker room talk, man.
All he had to say was locker room talk. Grab the country.
He didn't call Trump.
Locker room talk.
Fucking hilarious. Oh, fuck. So you think, though, they're the only ones who paid, or they're the only ones who got caught?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I think
not.
Every single college does it.
Yeah, come on.
And the ones that don't, they suck. Right? Yeah, I mean, sports. They have a bad athletic program. That's it.
I mean, the only solution is to actually really pay them, like, legitimately.
Yeah.
Not, yeah.
I mean,
it's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen. But I agree. I agree. It's just, you know, I agree in principle that they should be paid, but I just have no idea how much or how that's going to, you know, the mechanics of that's going to work out.
You
know,
that's union?
Yeah.
Because once you pay them, then you open up a whole big union. Can of worms.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Who gets what?
Exactly.
You know, what about the star players?
Yeah, because this would just be the start. Right. Oh, well, now we want this.
Yeah.
Now,
right. Because if you're paying guys, then technically they're employees, right?
Hey,
and then you open up
on video
then
games.
You open up a can of worms of benefits, of workers' comp, kinds of stipulations that come with employees. But so long as they're student athletes.
Hey, and I guarantee you're not going to get the production out of these athletes that we watch.
Right, right. And then what do you.
People be sandbagging to get paid.
And then what is it? Is it a fixed income? Like, what is it? Do you pay certain players more than others? Right. There's so many questions. Right. So many questions.
And I think can you get traded?
It's almost easier at this point just to not pay, right? Like then to have to deal with all of those questions. But for sure, I mean, these guys are getting jobs. The players, you know, the universities are making so much money off of them that it, you know, it's really unfair.
It's bullshit.
Yeah. So John, a few weeks ago we talked about this. I know it's a little bit of an older story now, but apparently, this, you know, the mom from Full House, Becky. Was it Becky? I forgot her name.
Yeah.
Was that her name?
Yeah, Rebecca, Jesse's wife.
Yeah, Jesse's wife. Apparently, she was involved in some kind of scandal where they were bribing university officials to get their kids into schools where they normally wouldn't be eligible for.
They actually have her on an old report saying that, you know what, I love my daughters. They're not the best in school, but I love them anyway, yet they pass with like a 4.0
in
their Ivy League school.
Right.
And they replayed that after they found out about the scandal.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that, man?
You know what? If you have the opportunity to pay for your kid to go through college and get straight A's, what would you do?
I don't know. I mean, I'm starting to think, like, is it really a crime? Like, what exactly is she doing? Like, who's she hurting here?
Well, everybody else to earn those grades.
I get that. But
right? Who don't have the money, right?
unless her kid being admitted results in someone else qualified not being admitted.
That is what happens.
I mean, can you?
Yes, that's exactly.
I don't know if you can directly say that.
Yes,
though.
You can.
No, you really
only
can't.
A certain number of
admittance. Not necessarily. They always make exceptions. I mean, they're not going
to.
Right. There's not
but
a
who,
set
Martin?
Quota.
Who are those exceptions?
No, what I'm saying is that, like, you good? What I'm saying is that, like, I don't know that there's really anyone losing here. It sounds like a win-win.
Well, yeah, because that's not the only thing they got charged with.
Yeah,
they got charged
else?
With money laundering as well by doing this.
Mm.
Through the admissions, they pay for people's admissions who don't exist.
With bags of cash or what?
Yeah, with $16,000 for their admission, and that money would just go in there, and they'd get washed, and they'd get a check back.
Sounds like a good scam.
Yeah, it sounds like it worked for a long time. 16
I bet you
people.
Tom would admire it.
That's why I was thinking of him.
You know, What about the, you know, the kid from Alabama that can barely write his own name but can play great, but it's a great pass rusher, but he gets into school because of his football playing ability. Can you say that because of his admission, someone else smarter didn't get in? I mean, you can probably make that same argument, right? You know,
sure you could,
right?
Yeah,
right.
But
so you can draw
they,
that same parallel, right?
Are they passing him through the classes, or is he making?
But no,
it?
That's
it
been
matters.
Happening.
I mean, they're actually giving him a scholarship for
that
it.
That happens in high school.
Yeah,
it started in high school.
I know, I know.
But you
so
still have to get the grades.
I'm
correct?
Just trying to play a little devil's advocate.
Well,
you know?
you still have to get the grades.
And you think this?
I mean, don't you think? Do you think they're actually going to class
well,
and getting good grades?
It's the same scam.
Yeah,
the same scam.
It's a scandal there too.
Cam Newton was going to class. Come on.
Yeah, I mean.
Getting paychecks.
They've already,
Reggie Bush.
These scandals have already come to light. Where
paychecks.
I think it was North Carolina was fudging the grades on their students just to keep them with the C average, to keep them in sports. And so these things, I mean, it's happened multiple times already. You know, this is nothing new. I mean, college, I've said this on the podcast before, too. I mean, it's just full circle. It's just a full circle scam.
Then, you know, it's a then it's a dollar amount. How big is a scandal? How much was it worth? Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Hey, money's involved. It ain't straight up.
Yeah. A few years ago, I think it was Louisville basketball. I forgot who it was, but they were.
It was the coach.
Yeah, was it? You heard about this, right? Where they were having Patino. Escorts. Yeah, Patino. They were having escorts come over and entertain the team with, you know, and I think they were, some of them were sleeping with them too.
Yeah, highly likely.
What about what about Arthur Blank?
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Wait, what did he do?
Right.
Yeah. Arthur Blank is the Falcons owner.
Right. Who's the one who got caught?
Robert Kraft.
Robert Kraft. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. There. So he's the latest on that one. He's trying his hardest to suppress this evidence and basically bury it so that no one will see this video.
I already saw it.
Oh, you already saw it. Oh man. Maybe this is a little too graphic. Can I say it? This might be a little too graphic, but if you saw it already, you probably know what I'm talking about. But I didn't see the video, but I heard that part of the video he's caught with the escort is putting her fingers up his ass.
Oh, I haven't seen that part. Must have missed that good part.
Oh, man.
He was doing it right there. Like, it was like, no, you're not gonna get away with this one. No, you got caught.
Yeah. Yeah, he's fucked.
Oh, he's fucked.
Is that the end of the Patriot dynasty? I mean, Tom Brady, time to go retire.
Well, they drafted what's his name?
Who?
Right?
Who did they draft?
They're gonna draft what's his name next year.
I heard they got a pretty good draft, well, at least from the grades that I saw the experts give.
Right.
Yeah, I saw some A minus, B pluses.
They don't agree with the experts.
Yeah.
I mean, they got the best receiver in the draft, or supposedly the number one receiver that.
And again, I'm going to play devil's advocate again. I mean, is Robert Kraft really doing anything wrong? I mean, really?
Any other country.
I know, but I'll say, like, is he really hurting anyone? I don't know. Is it as bad of an offense as people make it out to be?
Did he beat up anybody's kid?
You know, he paid for a service. He got the service.
I'm sure his wife didn't appreciate it.
Yeah, he didn't hurt anybody. You know, he doesn't have a wife. He has like a 34-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah.
And he's like 80.
She don't care, probably.
Yeah. She don't care. As long as she's getting some Prada bags, you know, she don't give a fuck.
Right. For sure. So, fucking John, you went to the club today?
Did.
Which one?
Went to We Are Hemp.
Where's that?
It's in Hayward. It's right off 238.
What'd you get?
See, I got Moon Rocks.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Moon Rock is, a nug of some premium bud, and they dip it in hash oil, and then they roll it in keef.
Nice. How much was it?
$70 for an eighth.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
But I mean,
it's
a super rock. It's a super nug.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I like them. I like going in when they don't have, you know, a bunch of security walking around with their guns, and you're waiting in line like you're in fucking the commissary. It's weird,
right?
You know, comfortable. Come on in. You know, we got this. Take your time.
Oh yeah, if you have a nice host. When we went to Reno, we had a nice host. It was cool.
Yeah,
I went to a club in Reno too.
Did you go to Wellness?
I don't remember.
Was it right by GSR?
It was,
It was
right by GSR.
It was nice, wasn't it?
It was super nice.
Like one of the better ones you've seen.
Right.
Can you believe we've come this far to just, you know, just walking in and now just your ID? Not even your card. Hey, you're on file.
It is pretty surreal. It's pretty surreal, dude.
You know? Yeah.
It's the, especially on the West Coast, you know, they call it the Green Coast.
It's the times.
From Seattle down to San Diego, all legal.
Right.
Now including Nevada, too. You throw Nevada in there.
Oregon's legal, too, right?
Yeah, the Green Coast, like I said, from Seattle to Seattle and San Diego, man.
You heading up to Oregon, John?
I am. Heading up the Oregon Coast.
Beautiful, beautiful state.
Someone to check out the green.
Going to check out the green.
You like that? You like that segment?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Go through the Emerald Triangle.
Yeah. It's a little nicer drive too. You know what I mean? Because like, you know, when you drive south coming from the Bay Area,
it's
about the most boring drive on the planet.
I just did it. I came back from LA.
Like literally, you drive 3 hours, it looks exactly the same.
Where'd you guys go in LA?
Bummy ass Hollywood. Oh man, I thought Hollywood was gonna be good.
It's not as nice as it sounds.
No. Whatever. It's like, you know, if you stay in Hollywood, you're not parking in Hollywood anywhere. There's no fucking parking.
It's too crowded.
Oh, man. There's everybody has a dog, dude. I was so surprised. Every single person has. You all live in apartments and you all have dogs. The sidewalk, dude. I watched 30 people with their dog just do whatever they do right there. I'm like, how could you live next to this? Like,
yeah, Hollywood's just. I think, you know, Claudia said it's just an old town. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, there's lots of stuff to do, but just like it's not like a Santana Row or nothing. You know what I mean? Like it's just.
I went to Santana Row Sunday.
Yeah.
And when I was getting off the exit, I actually made that first right to go to Valley Fair. Mm. Oh, fuck. I was fucked in the traffic. Oh, I made this stupid mistake.
Yeah, so you pulled into the parking garage area?
Yeah. Well, I pulled in the line.
Yeah.
And I had to sit there and I had to wait to go all the way around.
Not even park.
And you know how bad I am. I hate something like that.
Yeah.
I'm real impatient when it comes to.
Yeah.
Oh, and I was so mad at myself. But finally, we ended up going to Maggiano's, and fuck, just parking at Santana Row is a fucking nightmare. Jesus
yeah, it
Christ.
Is. Well, actually, no, they got that big, really big parking garage.
Which isn't the smoothest fucking parking garage. You don't just drive up to it all the time. Sometimes it's fucking fucked.
Yeah, I mean, it's busy, but I like it. I mean, it tells you exactly how many spots are available on each floor. You know, I mean, it's a fancy ass parking lot.
Martin, that's because there's 5,000 people in the parking garage. Yeah, that's why it has that.
Yeah. Dude, there's a lot of Ferraris and Lamborghinis.
Yeah, oh, yeah, dude.
I saw a DeLorean.
Dude, yeah, man, it's Santana Row, bro. Come on, yeah. That's you know that's pretty much you know your Rodeo Drive yeah. of the you know the yeah. South Bay,
two
you
years
know, really
ago,
the Bay Area.
Took yeah. Claudia for her birthday. We stayed, you know, they have the penthouses right above all the shops.
Right, right.
Oh yeah,
stayed in one of those.
Fuck.
It was not, actually we went to the hotel and we got a small room.
Yeah,
yeah right.
Vernon Davis used to when he was playing for the Niners used to live in Santana Row.
Really,
one of those
yeah, in
yeah,
those places
those,
they're
yeah,
nice
condos.
Dude. So you know we stayed in a small room. And we heard these ladies right next to us. They were like, the old ladies, be like, I'm going to find me a man tonight. Dude, we heard the whole conversation. And it was like, this is going to be weird later on.
Yeah.
So we told them and they upgraded us to a suite. And it was like, good. Santana Row is a nice place tonight to stay.
Nice. So always go cheap and then complain and get upgraded.
Always. On everything you do. Just get your foot in the door. And then there's always something wrong with everywhere
there's
you go.
There's always something wrong.
I learned that. We know that better than anybody.
Oh, nice, nice. About to do it in Oregon.
It's about to go down. Airbnb, hey, you know, there's too many stairs. Had my mother-in-law. Oh, sure, sir. We'll give you $81 on your next Airbnb. Oh, thank you.
Looking better.
That works?
Yeah.
Jesus.
No, remember, John? Remember, John, was it like back in the Baron Davis days? You got some tickets off StubHub. You remember that day?
Yeah. Oh my God! Yeah.
So we go. What did we do? We went there and they gave us tickets. And yeah.
So we got tickets off StubHub, right? And did we not end up paying for them on there? And then they gave us the tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we got in and we're like, hey.
And dude. They gave us money.
And they gave us money. That was great. I forgot about that.
Well, the game already started.
Yeah, the game already started. Oh. Okay.